The head of Afghanistan's interim government, Hamid Karzai, was in Washington this past week to both thank the Bush administration for ridding his country of the Taliban and to ask for help in rebuilding his shattered country. The intangible gains from Mr. Karzai's visit may prove to be just as important as the tangible ones. Hamid Karzai had in Washington his brief moment of fleeting celebrity. He met President Bush and the top U.S. leaders to plead for more assistance and, in an emotional moment, met with Afghan emigres. In his green robe and with his soft-spoken, humble manner, he was the most sought-after guest on every U.S. television and radio show. Teresita Schaefer, the former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for South Asia, says Mr. Karzai got much of what he came for.
I think he got the most important thing, which was the most important two things. First of all, very wide exposure to the American leadership, not just the president, important as that is, but also the Congress, the media, and those who, broadly speaking, shape American policies. And the other is an understanding that the United States will stay involved for the long haul.
Mr. Karzai left Washington with a U.S. pledge to help train a new Afghan National Army and reconstruction aid. But he did not get a pledge of U.S. participation in any expanded U.N.-sponsored peacekeeping force in Afghanistan. Nevertheless, Mr. Karzai's flash of media exposure may well be the most important thing that he got in Washington. Analysts say Mr. Karzai's warm welcome demonstrates to Afghans back home that he is the fellow who can get the aid to rebuild his country. Mr. Karzai is faced with the Herculean task of trying to build an effective government and working institutions in a country where security has been virtually non-existent and the rule of the gun has long prevailed. In fact, it was that lack of security that led many Afghans, including initially Mr. Karzai, to welcome the strong hand of the Taliban. Mr. Karzai has little armed support behind him. But, as Pakistani author and political analyst Ahmed Rashid points out, it is Mr. Karzai's newfound status that can help him prevail over the provincial warlords and their private armies.
But I think, you know, the way he's going to extend his authority is not going to be through the power of the gun. He's going to use aid and money and reconstruction and then a political process, which is really, hopefully, going to eventually sideline these warlords and make them less politically important. They have muscle, but they don't have much brain, basically. That's the problem. And they're not particularly popular this time around.
Mr. Karzai could well emerge as the leader of a new government after the interim administration expires. But Mr. Karzai's success in Washington may also have a backlash at home. He is widely seen, says Ms. Schaefer, as someone who achieved his status backed by U.S. power. Now, she says, Mr. Karzai has to take some concrete actions to show his worth.
But a lot rests on his personal credibility and his personal consensus-building ability. His consensus-building skills are very high. He has to show in the next 6 months not only that he can continue to keep people working with him, but that he can make a few visible critical steps in delivering the goods. This is a very tough test. Afghanistan is in such awful shape.
The lawyer jerker or grand council that will choose Afghanistan's new form of government is to convene in June. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.